This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's a long weekend for many, and that means a lot of folks are traveling. Around 2 million people a day went through TSA airport checks this weekend, one of several signs travel is picking up again as the Omicron wave seems to be subsiding. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
2 years into the pandemic, a pretty clear pattern has emerged. After every wave of infections comes a travel wave.
What we're seeing is that we're kind of on a 2 to 3 month timeline with when travel windows are really trending.
Adit Damodaran is an economist at the travel site Hopper. He says during the height of Delta, travel fell off. And then
coming off the Delta variant wave, you know, there was this huge resurgence in demand only for the Omicron variant to sort of surface late November, early December. And then that same travel wave also subsided.
Now that the Omicron wave is subsiding, the demand for travel is surging again. There's evidence of that at Hopper and at all sorts of other companies, from Marriott and Disney to Uber and Lyft.
So far in 2022, travel demand expressed through Google search activity is up relative to where it was in December.
Craig Ewer at Google Flights says most of that travel is still happening domestically, which has been true throughout the pandemic. But
since January, there's been a pretty steady increase in demand for international travel.
Airbnb is seeing that too in its booking data.
We're really starting to see a return, not just to people being energized to travel, but also to start crossing borders again, to start going back to big cities again.
Christopher Nolte is a spokesperson for Airbnb. He says the company is also seeing something else return. People are booking trips further in advance.
In the heart of the pandemic, people were choosing to travel sort of last minute. We're now seeing people, you know, make the decision to travel a little bit further ahead of time, which in our mind is a signal of their confidence.
And he says it's also a signal that people are eager for something to look forward to. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.